Jonathan, can I help you?
Yeah, I was looking for Yolanda, please. This is Ruben from the Bank of Cardiff Underwriting Department.
Hi, Ruben. This is Yolanda.
Hey, how are you doing?
Good.
Good. So I wanted to see if you had a minute and grabbed a pen and paper. You can go over some notes.
Okay, one second. One second. Can I put you on hold for just a minute?
Absolutely not. No, I'm just kidding.
One second.
Oh, across the way.
Okay.
Hey, isn't that, so you got a pen and paper?
Yes.
So I wanted to go over your notes for the equipment. So, as I mentioned, you've been utilizing what's called short-term working capital.
Okay.
Short-term working capital, which is traditionally, you know, it's a short-term fix. It's a Band-Aid solution. You really, in my opinion, I think what's happening in our in the business environment is, I'm sure you get a lot of calls from companies offering working capital, correct?
Yeah,
and the reality is most of the people that you deal with have no education about the product they do. They've been in the industry less than a year, and they are just salespeople that are just told to tell you whatever you want to make you happy. Because the flip side is, by the way, most customers are completely disloyal. So it's like, who's going to be my new girlfriend tomorrow?
Yeah, I know. They all say the same thing.
We don't. We say things a little differently because the reality is we want to work you through multiple times, and no one makes any money by giving you a bad loan, okay? So there are some challenges on Roman's credit. We're not going to ignore those. We're just going to say kind of what the facts are. So he has some credit issues. There were some challenges, but we'd like to extend some credit to you.
Okay.
We've approved you for what's called an equipment finance agreement. This is not a short-term working capital loan. This is not a daily payment loan. This is an equipment loan. The max term is 5 years, although you can do like 2 or 3 years if you wish. That's no big deal. I have approved it for the $30,000 you initially asked for. Although if you want to go higher, feel free to, and I can explore that. But the next step is I want you guys to actually get an invoice on who you want to buy from. Off the top of my head, I think the max we would probably go up to is 55, but I can't really start guaranteeing that until I actually see, you know, an official quote or invoice, not something off eBay. So okay. I just want to give you that you're approved. Down payment. There is no down payment required. It's just your first and last payment. So you'll write a check to us for your first and last payment. So that means if you do a 5-year term, you have 58 remaining payments. Your first month and last month, you don't get a bill, just like when you move into an apartment. If you do a 48-month term, you have 46 remaining, and so on and so forth. You get what I'm saying?
No.
Okay, so on every transaction, you're going to have a first and last payment and a small documentation fee. So let's say you come to us and you say, hey, Ruben, we found the equipment we want to finance. Danny and Ruben, it's $35,000. No problem. We fund $35,000. You write us a check initially for your first and last month's payment and a small documentation fee. Can you hear me okay?
Yeah, it just cut off when the line rang.
Okay.
Okay, so... if we send you invoice, we write, okay, we send you invoice, you loan us some money, we write you a check for first.
We don't lend the money to, we don't put the money in your account. We actually pay the supplier, and then you pay us on a monthly basis. But this is a product, you know, you mentioned, like, you know, saving about $5,000 a month by, you know, doing this work instead of subcontracting it. You know, depending on your equipment cost, it's going to be much less than that. I'm not going to quote you a final number until I actually have your invoice, but this product is not... It's not a cash loan because, to give you an idea, if you borrow like $40,000 or $30,000 over 10 months, your payment's going to be really high. It's obvious because it's a short term. So this is a long-term loan that actually solves a lot of your problems. It's not a Band-Aid solution, okay?
Okay.
Now, next step on the working capital, we talked about cash. If you're interested in cash, we can give you a $20,000 unsecured loan of cash. We'd pay off your existing loan, or you would pay it off, and we'd give you the difference. The whole advantage to our program is we're not going to give you $60,000. That's going to drown you. It's going to suffocate you. It's not the right thing to do. The right thing to do is give you around $20,000. It's manageable at better interest. So if you want to do that, you could do that as well. The cost of that loan is the following. You're approved. Your other loan was 35 cents on the dollar over 15 months, correct? Or 14 months. This would be different. This would be 22 cents on the dollar over 10 months. So a much lower cost of interest.
And okay, wait. What was the interest on the $20,000?
For the cash, it would be 22% over 10 months.
22% over 10 months?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
The reality is, what's going on right now is, people, and I don't mean to be blunt, but I think being blunt is better than being a salesperson. People are throwing numbers at you, and you're overwhelmed by people just throwing numbers at you and offering them, so you don't know what to ask for because you don't really know what the best deal is. Just like you're in the roofing business, and I really wouldn't know how much it costs to, you know, install a roof. Do you get what I'm saying?
Yeah. So how does he pay the $20,000 cash back? Like, is it this a monthly?
No, that's a daily loan because that's a cash loan.
And what would the daily payment be?
Let's tell you. But you don't have to do that loan that's just available for you. My focus is the equipment loan, okay?
Yeah, but I need to know what the daily amount would be.
$129 a day.
$129 a day?
Yeah.
And that's Monday to Friday, right? Huh?
Yes.
Okay.
Now, the equipment loan is going to be a monthly payment, and it's just going to be based on the amount you finance. So that's the next step.
Right. Okay. Okay, so perfect. Alfonso, what time do you leave?
Everyone asks me that. We're slammed up. You can call me if I miss you. You're here about 5 o'clock. I can always call you the next day. It's your choice.
Yeah, if you want to call me before you leave, Alfonso should be here probably like in 30 minutes.
No, I don't need to call you. You can call me. It's not a big deal.
Okay, well, I'll call you in 30 minutes. And if
I can't get a hold of
you, I'll leave a message for you to call me tomorrow.
The next step is to actually find out the equipment you want to finance, and we can place that order on your behalf.
Right. I'll let him know that, so that way he can go and get like an invoice for it.
Yeah, find a vendor. We'll work out the vendor. It's a great approval, and I hope you appreciate, you know, we're trying to do something that's better for your business than just throw wild numbers at you.
Right, okay. Thank you so much, Ruben.
Are there any other questions I can answer for you?
No, not right now.
Okay, perfect. Have him give me a call at any time, yourself as well, all right?
Okay, perfect. Thank you.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.